Blog Talk Radio.
Brokenness and how it can not only be a hurtful thing in our lives, but it can possibly be a good thing. I know someone may be saying, really, how is that? And at times, of course, I say the same thing. How can all this hurt and pain be good? How can this happen? Well, what I've learned in dealing with my own brokenness and the aftermath of hurt and pain that comes after, the whatever we've experienced, brokenness can come in many forms. It's just so many things. I mean, sometimes we think everything, we're on track. The car breaks down, the furnace breaks down, or the AC. Then there's times, of course, when we experience brokenness in our relationships, in our marriage, or whatever. Our spirit, of course, which is our inner man, which when those things do happen to us, we tend to be broken sometimes, whatever the situation may be. But like I said, what I've learned is that in going through this type of thing is that it can be a good thing, and meaning that if you allow it to control you, then more your emotions, because brokenness is an emotion. Again, it is the spirit man that is being broken. So when you allow that to overtake you, you're going to sink or swim, one of the two. I mean, if you allow it to overtake you, then more than likely you're going to sink. But if you take that brokenness and try to channel that, focus on channeling that brokenness into something positive, that's where I know that it can be a good thing. First and foremost, I'm a big believer in God, and no, I'm not perfect, but I do believe in God. I know that sometimes he allows that in our lives. We don't understand why, but if we trust him to do what he says, or allow him to do in our lives what he purposed to do, I believe that in time we will be able to work through that and be able to share with others, because it's inevitable, guys. We will experience brokenness at some point in our lives. We will experience brokenness. And so I remember someone telling me they had read a book written by a famous doctor. His name was Richard Swenson. And the book entitled is A Minute of Margin, A Minute of Margin, M-A-R-G-I-N. And there was a quote that really stood out, and I'm going to read this quote to you. It says, "Broken relationships are a razor across the artery of the spirit, stemming the hemorrhage and binding the wound should be done quickly as possible." So it says, broken relationships are a razor across the audio of the spirit. That means it cuts the spirit. It cuts it. I mean, and more than likely, we're wounded. And it goes on to say, stemming the hemorrhage and binding the wound should be done quickly as possible, meaning that we need to be working on doing something, purposing to do something, some type of self-help. Prayer, of course, is number one. Thinking, counseling, confiding in someone, not allowing pride to hinder you from seeking out some type of hurt, because we all need it. I talk to people all the time that I know that got my back and that's going to give me good, sound information on how to deal with issues. So we got to deal with that quick. We got to deal with that hemorrhage and bind that vessel quick as possible. He goes on to say, yet all too often it takes months or years, and sometimes the bleeding never stops, unquote. Wow. How powerful are those words? I mean, those are some powerful truths to live by. So, you know, and the reason I have decided to do a program on brokenness is because, you know, as far as I can remember, I've always dealt with brokenness. From a child on up, I've dealt with brokenness. And, I mean, I lost my mother at a young age. Let's just say both of my parents during my preteen and teen years. So, and thank God I had someone there in my life to help me get through those times and help me to become the person that I am today. So I'm so grateful for that. However, it did not exempt me from having to deal with those emotions, which can definitely debilitate a person's success. Especially if you've dealt with some brokenness, some traumatic brokenness in your early stages of life, as I have. But nevertheless, we all deal with it in some one way, shape, form, or fashion. So that famous quote by that doctor is just so awesome. And so we have to purpose to try to look at the good part in it and say, okay, Lord, you allowed this in my life, so help me to deal with it. What is it you want me to learn from this painful experience? Okay? I know that me personally, I have a strong personality. I'm an only girl, and so, you know, I've always been a fighter because I grew up with three boys. And so I've always had this competitive personality, and I truly thank God for that, because I don't think I would have been able to overcome a lot of the objections that I had to face, and the brokenness, of course, of losing my parents. And, oh, gosh, they were some wonderful people, and thank God for them. But it has not been easy. So with that, I've been able to on purpose, to take any obstacle or challenge and turn it into an opportunity to do better. Okay? So I just want you guys to know that anybody that is, you know, that is experiencing some type of loss or brokenness out there, that you can get through this. You can get through this. There's nothing that you can't do. Now, you don't have to be religious to build a relationship with God. And I think first and foremost, that is so important, you know, that we develop a relationship with him, because God is the only one that can take us through it. I don't care who you are. He can definitely do it. And we can bounce back. There's definitely it can be done. You just have to purpose to do it in your heart, you know, because life is going to happen. The inevitable fact that we will all go through this experience at some point in our lives. However, we can only bounce back again by seeking God daily and asking him to guide and direct us and give us what we need to deal with it, because it is not easy. But I want to begin to eventually share some nuggets with you on just giving you some ways on how to deal with this type of emotion and how you can possibly come through it and be of help or service to someone else who may need some sort of advice on how to get through it, on how to deal with a broken relationship or loss or just going through challenges. You know, I pretty much people come to me a lot because I tend to have my own philosophy about things. You know, I am pretty, you know, self-independent thinking, if you will. So, you know, I tend to be self-sufficient in some ways. But nevertheless, I still trust God. My first nugget I would like to share with you would be on how to deal with brokenness. As I said before, number one is to love God, then love yourself, and do your best to love others. That's first and foremost. You don't have control over anyone else and how they conduct themselves. You can only conduct yourself in a tactful and professional manner, and just realize that what goes around comes around. So, you know, I know it's hard. I'm not going to sit here and say that I got this all mastered. However, I know what I want in my life, and that is peace, contentment, and tranquility. So, you know, but again, we are what we think. Number two, just pray. No matter how miserable you feel, I can certainly empathize, but it is so imperative. I know there may seem like there's an absence, which this, of course, should pray without ceasing. But, I mean, that is inevitable. So just pray. Ask God to help you. Ask God to help you to forgive whoever hurt you. It's hard. I mean, I am still working on healing. I'm still working on forgiving people, and I don't expect it to happen overnight. I'm not going to put myself through all that stress. But I do know with God all things are possible. Nugget number three, you want to make time to be alone so that you can process and think. That again, I'm going to use that word again, pray, meditate, and just think about what happened. Don't try to always analyze or figure it out, but just you, especially if you know maybe the mistake was that, you know, what caused the loss or the hurt in your life. Maybe it was due to your own mistakes or failure, or it doesn't matter. The fact that you have to work through it and own up to it and do your best not to repeat the same mistakes. Life is too short. You definitely don't want, you want to do your best to stay focused. That way, I think, with that meditation, spend time alone, because your brain processes so many things per day. You're thinking about millions of things a day, and your brain gets so cluttered. But if you take that time to sit down and meditate, you would be surprised at what your conscious, your self-conscious, your inner man will tell you about yourself. Okay. Another good thing is to think about good things. This is all in your meditation process. Think about good things. Think about yourself, where you would like to see yourself. I know this may sound like a pipe dream, but guess what? If you don't have a dream or a vision, then you're just existing. You're not living. Without dreams, people wouldn't be where they are today. That's my theory about that. Vision where you would like to see yourself in 5 years, 2 years, 3 years, how you would like to see yourself, and how wonderful your life could be, because all things are possible. I call it hope, H-O-P-E, all right? Number four, you want to feel your feelings. Feel it. Some people say, oh, you try not to think about it. Well, if you suppress it, it's going to keep popping up. You have to deal with it. You have to deal with your brokenness. Okay, I mean, there's nothing to be shamed about if you know, you've been played as the fool or whatever. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, there's a song out there that says everyone plays a fool sometimes. Or so we're human. We're fallible. We're going to make mistakes. So you feel your feelings, but remain focused on being strong in spirit so that you will not lose focus and then lose your self-worth totally, because only you can choose to control your thoughts. Okay, but it's not a bad thing to feel your feelings. It's not a bad thing, because your mind has to work through that process. Okay. Also, I'm looking for my first, sixth, and seventh caller. You call in, you can certainly receive a free gift. You may be sleeping this morning, I know, but hopefully you guys will catch on to this real podcast and join us in the near future. We're going to take a short break real quick, and again, hang in there with me, and D-Love will be right back.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do,
crazy about it. You know what I mean? You got to have some class about yourself. You know what I mean? It's all right. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. Like you say, it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like. Just be able to express yourself. So it kind of brings us back to feel your feelings. It's okay. It's all right. Humility is cool. All right. We're going to go to number five. We're wrapping up here. Our time is moving really quickly here. Number five principle, you want a purpose to stay busy. Work towards self-improvement. My girl Vanessa Williams used to say, you know, the Miss America girl back in the 80s, she goes, success is the best revenge. Wow, that is so profound. That is so profound. It is self-improvement. Work towards self-improvement. The better you look, you know, the better you feel about yourself. I mean, it's just that simple. You know, don't deprive yourself. You know, you don't have to go and diet and get all anorexia or anything like that. Just monitor yourself. Monitor. Everything is in balance, okay? Just try to stay disciplined as best you can. Work on yourself. Take a class. You know, do something you've always wanted to do. Challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Again, all in prayer. All in prayer, asking God to guide you and give you, you know, because really, truly, it is not our will, it is His will. And I'm learning this. I know. I'm preaching to myself. I'm talking to myself, okay? Principle number six, not only should you pray without ceasing, you should seek prayer. You know what I mean? I'm always good about asking my friends, people that I know that love me, pray for me. Pray for me. Because the more prayers that go up, I truly believe the more blessings will flow down. God is just like that. He is just like that. I mean, I know I'm so undeserving of his mercy, his love, his grace. I know this, which is why we should always pray on our soul daily and ask God for his guidance and his love, his forgiveness, his mercy, because it is through him that we can do all things. So ask for prayer because, you know, if I recall, there's a verse in the Bible that says that when two or more join together and pray, that God will hear down from heaven because we are releasing that faith. So prayer is good. Prayer is good. And people praying for you is good. You know, I believe that right now I am where I am today because of my grandmother's prayers, my mom's prayers, my great-grandmom's prayers, those people that prayed for us. And I believe that to be true for you too. Okay? Last and not least, principle number 7, remember, nothing is worth risking your salvation for. So, again, whatever is keeping you down, holding you back, that brokenness that came into your life and threw you off track, and if you were like me, I mean, I had to deal with some anger in regards to that, but I had to learn how to forgive. So forgiveness is ultimately the goal. Will you forget and forgive right away? For some, yes. Some claim they do. For most, maybe not. But God understands that because with God all things are possible. He understands our hurt. He understands. And again, he allowed it. So with time, and like that doctor quote says, it is possible. It's possible. But you got to work at it quick. You got to work at it quick. It's possible to live with the hurts and challenges and pain that causes us to experience the brokenness. But again, remember, a lot of times, you know, God allowed it. And we don't understand why. A lot of times we caused it and we have to wallow in it. A lot of times we did not cause it. And we have to deal with it. And we have to go at someone else's expenses, go back and try to revamp our lives and deal with the brokenness. But we can be made whole. We can get through it with faith, believing in yourself, praying, and, I mean, love yourself. Because no one's going to love you the way that you love yourself. And let's just face it. It's inevitable. I mean, this is the world in which we were, I mean, it was created. I mean, since the beginning of time, man has fallen. So as a result, these are the repercussions that we have to deal with as people of God and the creatures of God. So just understand that I've seen people who've been broken, and I mean, they've dealt with brokenness in their lives, and they were able to take that brokenness and turn it into something positive. It actually was the catalyst that got them to where they needed to be in life, where they may have always wanted to be, and because of that, it challenged them, and they got the strength and the motivation to move forward to do something different. You know, so I'm one of them. I mean, that's a whole nother story. But I have been through some changes and some challenges, and as a result, and along with my daughter's encouragement, Real Talk 101 with You was born. And I will continue to take this program to new heights because the whole idea with this program in mind is you, okay? So just know that I would welcome you guys. Follow me, call in, you can chat with me, you can email me, whatever you want to do, feel free to listen in live. To our live broadcast next week, we will have MK Mueller on the show. She is an international trainer, speaker, author, and she will definitely be inspiring and talking about her brokenness and how she was able to overcome this brokenness. And because of it, she is where she is today. She was not always international speaker, sought out motivational trainer. She has not always been there. But out of her brokenness, she was able to move forward with her life, and now she's helping other people. So I would certainly encourage you to feel free, if you can't listen in live, you can always go on the page and download the recording, the archived episode, and listen in. But this is going to be a great testimonial for those people who want to turn their lives around and put their lives back on track due to whatever obstacle or challenge that may have caused some sort of setback in their lives. So we want to definitely keep you informed. I certainly appreciate you tuning in and just downloading this podcast episode. We certainly want to hear from you. This is D-Love. I am your host, and I just appreciate the opportunity, and I want to give Blog Talk Radio a shout-out. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio, we are on the air. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio, they have definitely created an initiative to where we can broadcast to you guys and offer you good quality broadcasting where you can listen anywhere on your podcast, stream it. And so I just want to thank them for all their support in helping me put together Real Talk 101 with you. Again, a broadcast that was created with you in mind. So please tell all of your friends and family. We want to hear from you. And obviously, no one wanted to win today because I didn't get any callers today. So hopefully you guys are listening, though, and you will go and tell all your friends. I know it is still early, but right now Dee is which is why we only air every Saturday right now, because D-Love is extremely busy, which I am hoping and praying that God will intervene and things will be better and we can grow and we can be able to offer a whole lot more. But again, we are in the infancy stages. This is actually our first broadcast, live broadcast, which happened to be on my birthday, Wednesday, May 20th. Got off to some technical difficulties. So feel free to go on and listen to that podcast. You may hear some breaks of silence because D-Love was doing something and caused some interruptions in the program. Nevertheless, it is our promotional episode because it was our first live episode that I actually made public to you guys. So although I've done another one and it went extremely well. However, our time is winding up. Again, this is D-Love, your host. I certainly appreciate you joining me today on my program my topic of brokenness. I hope what you've heard will be helpful to you. I hope that you would take it to heart. Please feel free to email me. Please feel free to email me at realtalk101withyou. R-E-A-L-T-A-L-K-W-U at yahoo.com. Until then, love God, love yourself, and love others. This is D-Love. Peace out. And again, it never hurts to express yourself.
Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, love, do it good. Oh, yeah. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing. what you look like you're doing. Express yourself.